Dieu Père Dieu de Mr. Gimaha Bais Baha Aliyah Shall Slaim Shinuklu. A house that had a second floor that belonged to two separate individuals. One person owned the bottom floor while the other person owned the upper floor. And the house fell down and was totally destroyed. Amar Baal Ha'aliyah Labal Bayis Livnois, Vahu Ein Araita Livnois. The owner of the upper floor requested that the owner of the bottom floor rebuild his house. That way, he could rebuild the upper floor on top of it. And the Baal Bayis is simply not interested in rebuilding his house. Hare Baal Ha'aliyah Bona Et Ha'Bayis Bidor Bitoho Ad Sheyitin Lo Et Yitziyotu. The Baal Ha'aliyah, the owner of the upper floor, is then allowed to go ahead and rebuild the bottom floor, and he can live there until he receives his expenses from the Baal Bayis. And after he receives his expenses from the Baal Bayis, then he would go ahead and rebuild his upper floor. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Av zeh dor b'toch shel chaveiro tzarech lahalos lo yischar. Rabbi Yehuda said, this is not a good idea for the Baal Aliyah to rebuild the bottom floor and live in there, as if he would live there until he received his expenses, he would have to pay rent for the time that he lived there, as he is living in an area that does not belong to him. It belongs to the Baal HaBayis. Now, even though this is a case of Zenene Vizelochas, so one person is benefiting while the other person is not losing, as the Baal Aliyah is benefiting as he is living in this area that belonged to the Baal Bayis, but the Baal Bayis is not losing anything. If he anyway did not want to rebuild his house, even so, Rabbi Yehuda says he is chayv to pay rent, as Rabbi Yehuda holds, then ene vizelo chaser is chayv. Ela Baal Ha'aliyah bone es ha'bayis ves ha'aliyah umakare es ha'aliyah v'yoshe ba'bayis acheyitem lo es yitziyosef. Instead, Rabbi Yehuda says, a better idea would be for the Baal Aliyah to rebuild both floors and to put the roof on the upper floor. Then the upper floor is now livable. And in this case, he can go ahead and live in the bottom floor until he receives his expenses. As in this case, it would be Zelo Nene Vizelo Chasa. One person is not benefiting and the other person is not losing. As the Baal Aliyah is not really receiving benefit from living in the bottom floor, since he anyway has his upper floor rebuilt and he could live there if he wanted, and the Baal Bayis is not losing anything, as he anyway did not want to rebuild his house, and zeh lo nene vezeh lo chaser is patur, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Maseches Bamaseiah, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet, v'chein beis habayis. The same din that we had in the previous mission would apply also in this case. Somebody owned an olive press, shehu banoi basela. The olive press was built into a rock, v'gina achas al gabav. And somebody else owned a vegetable garden, which he planted vegetables on top of this rock, and the top of the rock fell in, and now the person can no longer plant his vegetables on top of the rock. Hare Baal Hagina Yored Vizorea Lamata, Asiyasa Lebeis Bado Kipet. The Baal Hagina, the owner of the garden, now has the right to go into the olive press itself and plant his vegetables inside the olive press until the owner of the olive press goes ahead and makes an arch roof to his olive press, thereby allowing the owner of the vegetable garden to plant his vegetables on top of the arch roof. As since the top of the Beis Habad is the ground of the vegetable garden, he is mechuyev to repair his roof when it falls in. Hakosol b'ha'ilan shenaflu l'rishus harabim v'hiziku patur min l'shalom. Somebody who has a wall or a tree in his own property and it fell without warning into a public thoroughfare and caused damages there, the owner of the kosor or ilan is patur from paying for those damages, as he is not at fault, as there was no way he could have foreseen that it was going to fall, and therefore he is not responsible. Nafnu lozman lakos es ha'ilan velistor es ha'kosor. But if Bezin saw that the kosor or ilan was in a precarious state, and they warned the owner to cut down the ilan or to knock down the wall, and they gave him a certain amount of time to do so, v'naflu b'toch hazman patur. And the ilan or kosel fell within the allotted time that Bezin had given him. He is patur from paying for the damages, since he still had time to cut down the tree or to knock down the wall. La'achar hazman chayev. But if the ilan or kosel fell after the allotted time that Bezin had given him expired, then he would be chayev to pay for the damages as he is at fault over here, as he should have cut down the tree or knocked down the wall during the allotted time, and whether the damages were caused during the fall as it fell on somebody's property, or whether they damaged after they had fallen and somebody had slipped over it. In either case, he is chayiv. If it damages during the fall, this would be a chayiv similar to Eish, and just like Eish damages on the move, so too this damages on the move. And if it's damaged after it had fallen and somebody slipped over it or somebody's animal slipped over it, he would be chayiv mishum bor. This would be similar to a bor in Rishus Harabim. And even if he is mafkir the ilan or kosel after it falls, and he relinquishes his possession of the ilan or kosel after it had fallen into Rishus Harabim, he would still be chayiv for any damages that are caused. And since he was at fault that it fell into Rishus Harabim in the first place, he is still chayiv even though he relinquished his possession of it.